Hello.
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 Hello, my name is Matthew West, and I'm the host of this podcast. It's called the Matthew West Podcast. I really hope you like it.
Hello.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Matthew West Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew West, and as always, I really hope you like it. Thank you for joining me today. It's a good day to be alive. Every day is a good day to be alive. Or to quote the rowdy lady in the front row of my concert in Charlotte, North Carolina this past weekend, when she randomly shouted to me, while I was on stage in the middle of the concert, she said, "Every day above ground is a good day." So, can we all just agree that every day above ground is indeed a good day? Thank you, crazy lady in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm kidding. She's not crazy. She just had to get that off her chest. She had to shout it out in the middle of the show. Speaking of the show, an incredible first weekend of the Don't Stop Praying Tour. And when I say incredible, I mean like I'm still kind of walking on air. I am blown away by what a special time this has been. We had sold out shows already this past weekend. It just blew me away. Getting to hang out with Cochran and Company, hearing them sing, joining the stage with them. I get to go on stage and I sing Running Home, a song we wrote together. And then he comes back out on stage with me. We played in Georgia this weekend, had a surprise special guest join me on stage. Mr. Mark Hall from Casting Crowns showed up. And normally I'll show up at his concert and go on stage and sing Nobody, one of the songs we wrote together. This time he said, "Hey, I never come up and sing with you. How about I come up and join you?" Oh man, it was awesome. So much fun. Even had a young guy named Isaac who came and met me at the VIP meet and greet. He said, "I know all the words to all your songs. Can you let me sing with you?" I said, "Sure, dude." So we got him a mic. He came up. He sang Truth Be Told, and he crushed it. Never know what you're going to expect. It's been one special night after the other, and guess what? The tour is not over yet. Go to MatthewWest.com to find out where we're going to be and when. We're only doing maybe 18 shows this spring. So it's going to be over even before it starts, and I don't want you to miss it. I think most of the VIP tickets have sold out. Looking ahead, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five more shows have already sold out. So you can't come and see me in Joplin, Missouri. You can't come and see me in Indiana. Roanoke, Virginia sold out. Haymarket, Virginia, which is D.C., sold out. Youngstown, Ohio sold out. So sorry about that. But there are some tickets available at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 shows. So I'm going to be in Amarillo, Texas, going to be in Austin, Texas, going to be in Louisiana coming up this upcoming weekend. Don't miss your opportunity to come and worship with us. It's been just amazing. Of course, if you follow me on Instagram, Matthew J. West, or Facebook or anything, you've been seeing some of the highlights of the tour. One of my favorite parts is we built, and by we, I mean somebody I know who's very handy, I hired to build a prayer wall, a Don't Stop Praying prayer wall that is out in the lobby at every concert. And people can come up and they write on a little tag, and then we put the tag on a hook. And by the end of the night, the entire prayer wall is covered with prayer requests. What people came in with, bringing with them to the concert that they're going through in their life. Here's what I'm going through in my story. Here's where I'm praying and asking God to show up. And we're committing to prayer. Prayer, it's just unbelievable. And being reminded that prayer moves mountains because our God is a mountain mover. So really just special. Of course, my dad's out with me. It's been awesome having him out and leading us in prayer. And just can't say enough about it. Guess what else I'm excited about, though? Guys, we are mere weeks away, 2 weeks away, I think, from the release of my brand new book, My Story, Your Glory, is coming your way. It's available for pre-order now. If you go to MatthewWest.com and scroll down just a little bit or click on the book link, it will take you to a place. I mean, it'll take you to another website, basically. But you can order it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Christian Book, Books A Million. Most people order on Amazon, of course. But You can pre-order a copy of my book today, My Story, Your Glory. It's a 30-day devotional to discover the journey God has planned for you. I cannot be more excited to get this book in your hands. This is my sixth book, 6th book, and this book means so much to me. It's 30 days, and every chapter is your, right? So it's about my story, your glory, my time, your glory, my finances, your glory, right? My relationships, your glory, my promises, your glory, every aspect of our lives. The way I wrote it was basically praying a David kind of prayer. When David prayed, Lord, search me, he prayed, Lord, search me and know me. And the idea was, God, welcome to every part of my story, not just the stories where it's already clear cut how you want to use me for your glory. So in my case, it's not just my singing or whatever that may be. God, every part of my life, every activity, every relationship, every skill set you've given me, the story and the part of my story that's already been written, my past. And so I want to invite you to invite God into your story in such a way by reading this book and with every chapter, taking some inventory of your life and asking how God wants to bring about a powerful change in your story and show the world his glory through the story he's writing in your life. So official release date, March 19th, but you can pre-order your copy now. Start reading it with me. I actually recorded the audiobook myself, so you can listen to the audiobook as well. I love audiobooks. If you do too, don't miss it. My Story, Your Glory. I'm going to make a bold encouragement that if you've got a small group or a youth group and you want to pick up several copies, that would be the way to do it. Go through this devotional together with your spouse, with your kids, with a youth group, a small group, whatever it might be. And then I also want to encourage you, if you have a grad in your life, and maybe I'm just thinking of this because I have a girl who's about to graduate from high school, but this is a great graduate book. These are topics that we need to be thinking about if you're a young person trying to figure out, what do I do with my life? Well, start by committing your story to the glory of God. So that's my sales pitch. My sales pitch for the new book, My Story, Your Glory. What else? I came home from the road a little road weary, a little tired, but still feeling good. And I'm talking to you on one of my few days off. I'm actually heading to the Grand Ole Opry tonight. My friend Ann Wilson's doing an event there. I'm going to be hanging out there. But I took the dogs for a walk today. I got to take my wife Emily for lunch. Just catching up on some family stuff. You know what I mean? That's the good stuff. I'm writing some new songs and I'm working on a new record. I can't tell you about that now. There will be plenty of time for that. But today, I'd love to share a devotional with you that I wrote. Kind of has to do with my wife, Emily. And in this devotion, I don't know how else to put it other than that I'm going to be making a confession. All right? It's a confession of a backseat driver. And I want you to settle in wherever you're at. Maybe you're at work listening. Maybe you're in your car. Maybe you're working out. Maybe maybe you didn't have time to do your quiet time this morning. Maybe just life got out of control, whatever it is. Or maybe this is part of your daily quiet time or weekly quiet time, whatever it is. Thank you for joining me. And I want to share some thoughts that I wrote. Every theme lately has been about the topic of prayer and encouragement. To say, hey, I won't stop praying no matter what. And this is about the kinds of prayers we pray and the kinds of prayers that we don't want to pray too, right? And so that's kind of what today is about. It's about being a backseat driver. That's right. I've got a confession to make. I am a backseat driver. And when I'm in the passenger seat and my wife is driving us around town, I have a really hard time resisting the urge to try and take control. You should take the interstate. It's faster. Watch out for this curve. You're too close to that car in front of you, you know? Sometimes I'll just be like, loud gasp. And that's enough just to drive her nuts. She gets so annoyed with me. I'm constantly checking her speed limit, you know, how fast she's going. I'm tapping on the invisible brakes on the passenger side. Anybody else do that when you're not driving? I'm a bit of a control freak. Yeah. But guess who has this? Okay, this is where the confession comes in. This is the irony of me being a backseat driver. Guess who's got more speeding tickets? Me or her? Yes, sadly, me. Guess who's got more scratches on their bumper and fender? That would also be me. Yep. The backseat driver. Oh, the irony. The backseat driver is the one who's got more skeletons in his driving closet. And the car isn't the only place that backseat drivers like me try to take control, right? Maybe you're shaking your head and you're thinking, here's what you're thinking. One of two things. You're nodding your head in agreement because you know a backseat driver like this. Maybe you're married to one, or you're nodding your head in agreement because deep down you know I'm talking about you. One of two categories, friends. You're either one. The car isn't the only place that the backstreet boys try to take control. Same with the backseat drivers. This tendency spills into so many other aspects of life, right? Even prayer. Have you thought about this? I don't know about you, but I've often been guilty of telling God how to answer my prayers, spending my time praying by telling him what I think he needs to do. I mean, think of how ridiculous it is to advise God on how to provide for me and fix the world's problems. I mean, that's just insanity, right? That I would be advising God. But that's what I do. I advise him on how to provide for me, how to fix the world's problems. The problem is, prayers like that are only demonstrating what? They're demonstrating my lack of trust in an almighty, all-knowing, and all-powerful God. That's what it's doing. When I'm praying prayers like that, I'm acting as if I am afraid God will make the wrong move and that I know better than an omniscient God. And that's not the truth, right? Omniscient means all-knowing. Well, how could I know more than an omniscient God? The answer is, you and me, we don't. The Bible tells us, I love the verse in Hebrews 4:16 that tells us how we can approach God's throne of grace with confidence. We can approach God boldly in our prayers. That is true. But we must also come humbly, readily admitting that we are not the ones in control. He is. Otherwise, why are we praying at all? Have you ever thought about that? Just the fact that we're praying is demonstrating that we don't have all the answers. So why waste our time in prayer trying to advise God on how he should work and how he should intervene and what he should do? Why pray at all if that's going to be the case? After all, just as I've racked up speeding tickets and scratches on the fender of my car as a driver, I've got a similar track record when it comes to trying to take the wheel in my life. It makes me think of Carrie Underwood. Jesus, take the wheel, right? I take the wheel, and I don't have a very good track record when I take the wheel in my life. The humbling truth is that we don't know the best path for our lives, and God does not need the help of a backseat driver when navigating you and me. The Lord's Prayer provides directions on how to pray. Do you know the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Listen to this. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Did you notice that? Your will be done. Now this is the way to pray. Corrie Ten Boom said this, don't bother to give God instructions. Just show up and report for duty. So that's an encouragement I want to offer to you today. And I'm so glad that you would join me. And maybe this hits the nail on the head about how you're feeling. Maybe things aren't going the way you want them to, the way you think they should. Maybe you're tempted to spend your time in prayer trying to tell God how he needs to come through for you. Maybe you're worried that God's going to mess up. Would you just be reminded that he is omniscient today? He is all-knowing. He is all-powerful. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Nothing catches him off guard, and he does not need my help, and he does not need your help. Our God is not in need of a backseat driver. So come to Jesus today with everything you're carrying, but fight the urge to tell him how he should handle all of it. Just bring it to him. Just lay it down, and just rest in his presence. Follow the example of the Lord's Prayer, and remember that you're talking to an all-knowing God, an omniscient God who is in complete, I'm going to say it again, in complete control of your life, even when your life feels like it's out of control. There's no need for backseat driving. Just show up and report for duty. Well, I hope that encourages you today. I want to thank you for joining me. Those are some thoughts that, you know, coming out of my own, this is my own story. That's me. That's my journey. And as I spend time with the Lord, those are the things that he shows me. So when I read and share some of my devotional thoughts with you, I feel like I'm reading from my own diary, because it's not easy to admit that I'm, you know, a backseat driver when it comes to my prayer. But I'm so thankful for God's grace and His understanding. And I hope you know that you can approach His throne of grace with confidence, but to do so humbly, acknowledging that you don't know it all, but you can look to the one who does. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope to see you guys out on the road on the Don't Stop Praying Tour. I hope today's been an encouragement to you. If you are encouraged by today's episode and feel like you can think of somebody who needs it, please share this podcast episode with somebody who could use some encouragement today. Now go make the most of the one shot you get. Remember, it's your story for His glory, and I'll see you next week.